You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple TV 4th generation. And in this demonstration, I want to go through most of the voiceover gestures that you'll encounter on the Apple TV 4th generation. You can turn voiceover on or off via Siri. So I'm going to do that now. I'm already running voiceover, so I'm going to hold down the Siri button. And of course, on the Siri Touch remote, the Siri button is in the middle of the group of three buttons on the vertical column on the left middle of the remote. So I'm going to hold that down now. Turn off voiceover and release.
Voiceover off.
So you heard the beeps. Now the beeps won't sound this time because I'm not running voiceover. So I'm going to hold down the Siri button again and say turn on voiceover. So holding it down now. Turn on voiceover.
Voiceover on. Movies. Row 1, column 1.
The other way you can turn on voiceover, calls if you've set it up, is via the triple click function of the menu button. So if I press my menu button now three times, and the menu button is the button above the Siri button. I'm going to press that now. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
I've turned off voiceover and press it again. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. Movies. Row 1, column 1.
Okay, and of course, that's set up in Settings, General, Accessibility, Access Shortcut. And I can actually use Siri to get there if I wish to, so I'll do that now. Settings.
Settings. General.
General.
About. Button.
Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Accessibility Shortcut.
Selected. Accessibility Shortcut. Triple click menu for voiceover, 1 of 4.
So we've got voiceover. Voiceover is already selected. So if I flick down,
zoom, 2 of 4.
Zoom and just flick back. So you hear selected.
Voiceover, 1 of 4.
So voiceover,
zoom. Closed captions,
closed
3 of 4.
And
audio descriptions, 4 of 4.
Now it's going back out of the menu once by just pressing the menu button.
Accessibility. Accessibility shortcut.
And I want voiceover. To go into voiceover
button.
Now, rather than
1 of 1.
Saying voiceover this
to
time.
To access accessibility options,
I'm just going to
press menu
up.
3 interface, increase
bold
text,
vision,
voiceover, on,
and
button,
click
1 of 2.
Voiceover on the trackpad.
Voiceover, on, 1 of 2.
Okay, so it's voiceover on 1 of 2. Flick down.
Voiceover practice, button.
And here's voiceover
2 of 2.
Practice, click on that.
Voiceover practice. Start voiceover practice, 1 of 1.
Okay, start voiceover practice, click on that again.
Voiceover practice active, 1 of 1.
Okay, voiceover practice active. So now if I do my main voiceover gestures, so we'll flick to the right.
Flick right, move focus to the right.
Okay, flick left.
Flick left, move focus to the left.
Okay, flick up.
Flick up, move focus up.
Flick up, move focus up, flick down.
Flick down. Move focus down.
And if I touch on the screen with 2 fingers?
2 finger single tap, pause speaking.
2 finger single tap, pause speaking. 2 finger clockwise rotate.
Rotate clockwise. Select next rotor setting.
2 finger counterclockwise rotate.
Rotate counterclockwise. Select previous rotor setting.
2 finger flick up.
2 finger flick up. Read from top.
Okay, that's 2 finger flick up, read from top. 2 finger flick down.
2 finger flick down. Read all.
That's read all. That's the main voiceover gestures. Now, I should also tell you that the trackpad, if I click on it, and the actual buttons on the Siri Touch remote aren't really part of the voiceover practice. It's just for the gestures. I'm just going to press the menu button to come out of voiceover practice.
Voiceover. Voiceover practice. Button. 2 of 2.
Let me just press the menu key to go back up level by level to come back to the main home screen.
Accessibility, vision, general, accessibility, settings, general, button, 1 of 7, movies, row 1, column 1.
Let me show you a couple of options that we've currently got in the rotor itself. So if I do a 2 finger rotate,
navigate,
but navigate, which is by default. So if I flick to the right,
TV shows, row 1, column 2,
flick down,
settings, row 2, TV shows,
flick left,
movies. Row 1, column 1.
That's the navigation option on the actual rotor.
Explore.
That's explore. Now, explore is supposed to be explore by touch, but if I drag my finger around the touchpad now, it's actually not reading anything, and I've tried this in a few applications and I can't get it working. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate again.
Characters.
So that's to navigate by character by character. I'll flick down.
Cap M O V I E S.
And flip it up.
S E I V O. Cap M.
I can read character by character. And if I do a two-finger rotate again.
Words.
That's words. If I just flick down now.
Movies.
And flick up.
Movies.
It's going to say movies because I'm just basically reading word forward and word back on the current item. So two-finger rotate again.
Mute alerts.
Mute alerts. I've actually got no idea what that is, but if I flick down.
Off.
It's off.
On.
If I flick up, it's on. So I'm going to leave mine off.
Off.
Two-finger rotate again.
Speech rate.
Speech rate is pretty self-explanatory. If I flick up.
55, 60, 65, 70, 75%, 85%, 90%, 95%, 100%.
And if I flick down.
Search. Row 2, ABC News. Row 3, column 1. Search. Row 2, movies. Row 1, column 1.
Because I've moved, the focus has now gone back to navigation rather than on the speech rate. So I need to do a two-finger rotate again.
Explore.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Mute alerts.
Mute alerts.
Speech rate.
Speech rate. Now I can flick down.
95%. 90%. 85%. 80%.
Okay, let's actually go right down to 0.
30%. 10, 5, 0%.
Okay, and let's flick to the right.
TV shows. Row 1. Column 2.
Okay, let me flick back to the
movies.
Left.
Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
Okay, now this time I'm going to do a two-finger rotate counterclockwise because it's going to be closer to speech rate.
Direct touch. Read screen up. Speech rate.
Okay, here's speech rate. So flick up.
5%, 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%, 30%.
I'm just doing this so I can hear the voice change.
35%, 40%, 45%, 50%.
Okay, I'll leave it on 50% for the moment. Okay, so the rest of the options were that you just heard.
Read screen after delay.
Read screen after delay, and if I flick down.
Off.
Off.
On.
On. So I'm going to leave mine, flick down.
Off.
Off.
Direct touch.
And here's direct touch. So if I turn it on with a flick down.
On.
Okay, so now if I touch the drag pad.
Mashable. Row 3, compute. Nanosaur 2, ticker. Settings. Row 2, column 2.
Okay, and if I drag my finger to the right.
Computers. Row 2, column 3. Mashable.
Down.
Row 3, column 3.
And of course, then I can just click on the screen. The trackpad.
Mashable. Featured.
Okay,
tab.
And it opens up
1 of 3.
Okay, press the
fun
home button to come out.
Mashable. Row 3, column 3.
Okay, so direct touch works beautifully on the screen being able to just drag your finger around. So to me, that's what Explore would do rather than direct touch. Direct touch for me is when I'm using it on the keyboard versus just using it on the main screens here. I'll show you how it works on the keyboard. So I'm just going to flick around to search.
YouTube. Row 3. Netflix. Mashable. Ticker. ABC News. Row 3. Column 1. Search. Row 2. Column 1.
Keyboard.
Search. Keyboard. A.
So normally on the keyboard I have to flick left and right. So I flick to the right.
C. E. G.
Okay, flick to the left.
E. D. C.
And when I hear a character I want,
Charlie.
I just can click on it on the trackpad. But if I turn direct touch on, so two finger counterclockwise rotate.
Direct touch.
Okay, and just to make sure it's on, I'm going to flick up or down.
On.
Okay, so I just flicked up and now it's on. So now if I drag my finger across the trackpad.
B, C, D, E.
Okay, and
Echo.
I can go much faster than just flicking left and right. If I swipe quickly, I can just swipe across the whole trackpad.
L, R, Z, delete.
Okay, I've got to delete now. So I just scroll my finger back to say to find T.
Z, Y, T.
I'm going to get to T.
Tango.
Click on T.
T.
And drag my finger back on the trackpad to the right.
U, V.
It is V. Click on V.
V. TV.
And I'm just searching on TV. Direct touch will work both on the main screen and in keyboard. Let's just see if it works inside an app. I'm going to go and run my ticket application. So I'm going to go back to the main home screen. I'm going to press the home button.
Select it. Search. Row 2, column 1.
And I'm going to say, open ticker.
Search, feeds, tab, 1 of 3.
Okay, so I'm going to flick down.
Feeds, IMOR, the number 1 iPhone, iPad, an iPod Touch blog, more news and rumors, more help and how-tos, more, the number one iPhone, iPad, an iPod Touch blog. Apple Watch launches in India.
And I'm just going to drag my finger down the screen.
Imore, the number one iPhone. Popular postcard app TalkNote suffers data breach. Okay, the 6th of November 2015. Apple Watch launches in India. And prices start at 30,900. The 6th of November 2015. 6:08 p.m. Direct touch off. Off.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Okay. So if I flick down now.
On. Off.
I need to do a two-finger rotate.
Direct, read script, back speech, mute alert, words, characters, explore, navigate.
Back to navigate, and then flick down.
Popular postcard app TalkNote suffers data breach. Now if I do a two-finger
touch, that pauses speech, of course, and I do a two-finger touch again.
The 6th of November 2015.
Okay, so just keep in mind that when you're using direct touch, the two-finger touch to start and stop speech talking won't work when you're in direct touch mode. One final thing I wanted to show you to do with voiceover commands has to do with the reading of the current screen. So when I was doing the gestures, a two-finger flick down would read from where we basically are on the screen to the bottom, and a two-finger flick up would read from the top of the screen to the bottom. So if I do a two-finger flick up now.
Imore, the number one iPhone, iPad, an iPod Touch blog. Popular postcard app TalkNote suffers data breach. The 6th of November 2015, 1:15 p.m. The team behind TalkNote, a popular iOS app for sending photos you've taken as postcards, has sent an email out to customers announcing that the service was hit by a data breach.
I can use the play pause key to do exactly the same thing. So if I press that now, and of course the play pause key on the Siri touch remote is the one below the Siri key. So if I hold in the play pause button till I hear the click, so have a listen.
Imore, the number one iPhone, iPad, an iPod Touch blog. Popular postcard app TalkNote suffers data breach. The 6th of November 2015, 1:15 p.m. The team behind TalkNote, a popular iOS app for sending photos you...
Okay, and two-finger touch pauses that. Press the home button to come out of there.
Search, row 2, column 1.
Now, let me show you another little useful function with that play pause command with voiceover to read from the top of the screen. So if I flick up...
Settings, row 2, TV shows, row
across,
app store, photos, music, row recent music... Recently played.
And
chill.
Go
one
to,
of 53.
Oh,
button.
Recently played. That's fine. I'm going to go to chill. Just part
playing.
Of the
attention seeker.
Apple,
etiquette. Reminisce.
Now, if I want to find out what song's currently playing, if I just hold down the play pause button until I hear the click, it'll tell me what the name of the actual song is.
Attention seeker. Etiquette. Reminisce.
Pause by just pressing it.
Paused.
And now hold it down to click.
Attention seeker. Etiquette. Reminisce.
So when I found the name of it and I'm not getting disturbed by the music trying to listen to the speech, I can just press it normally once again.
Playing.
And start playing it again. And just pause.
Paused.
And press the home button.
Music. Row 1, column 5.
Now just remember, particularly in respect to the rotor, if there's any actionable items or any other custom items that VoiceOver needs to use in particular circumstances, then they'll also appear on the rotor. So depending on where you're on the Apple TV or what you're using, I would occasionally just double check the rotor to see if there's any more options rather than just the default ones. That completes this demonstration of voiceover gestures. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.